to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the very Reverend Raju Fatankara, who is the moderator of the Curia and the diocesan vicar for clergy. Good morning, Father Raju. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm doing good. Thank you.
I also forgot to mention you're also the pastor at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Parish, a very vibrant, active parish. A lot of things going on there right now, Father. If you would share the gospel for the sixth Sunday of Easter.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirits.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I'll come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So many assurances, beautiful messages in today's gospel. Father, if you would share your reflection with us now.
Today, on this sixth Sunday of Easter, Jesus gives us one of the most tender promises in all of the gospel. He says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Just think about for a moment. The God who created the universe does not simply want our prayers or our rituals. He wants a home in our hearts. He wants to walk into our families, sit at our tables, remain in our joys, even in our tears. On this Mother's Day, we understand this promise a little better, because many of us first experienced God's love through the love of a mother. Before we ever understood theology, we understood a mother's sacrifice. Before we knew what unconditional love meant, we saw it in her tired eyes, her sleepless nights, her silent prayers. A mother can be exhausted and still smile. She can be hurting and still comfort everyone else. She carries burdens nobody notices and sheds tears nobody sees. This is a touching story about a little boy who once held his mother's hand and asked her, "Mom, why are your hands so rough?" She smiled gently and replied, "Because these hands worked hard to hold you when you were afraid, feed you when you are hungry, clean for you when you are sick, and fold together every night to pray for you." Years later, after his mother had passed away, the boy said with tears in his eyes, "My mother's rough hands were the safest place in my life." So, dear friends, that is love. Real love sacrifices. Real love gives without counting the cost. And that is exactly how Jesus loved us. So in today's gospel, Jesus also says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." The world gives a peace that disappears quickly. Money, success, comfort, applause. But the peace of Christ is different. It's the peace that allows a mother to kneel beside her child's bed at night and whisper a prayer through her worries. It's the peace that keeps a family together through sickness, struggle, and heartbreak. It's the peace that tells us, you are never alone. God is with you. So today we thank God for our mothers, living and deceased, for the mothers who sacrificed quietly, for the mothers who worked hard so their children could have a better life, for the grandmothers who became mothers twice, for the spiritual mothers who encouraged us in faith, and for the mothers who are now resting in the arms of God. Some of us come to church today carrying gratitude. Some come carrying grief, because Mother's Day can also awaken deep memories and empty spaces in the heart. But whether our mothers are beside us or waiting for us in eternity, love like that never dies. And today we also remember Mary, our Blessed Mother, Mother of Jesus. She stood at the foot of the cross with a broken heart, yet she never stopped loving her son. She understands every mother's tears. She understands every family's pain. May Mary place her mantle around every mother today. And may our homes become what Jesus speaks about in today's gospel, a dwelling place for God's love, peace, mercy, and joy. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful words, Father. Thank you for that on this beautiful Mother's Day. So many images went through my mind as you were reading that of my own mom and all the sacrifices that she made and all the moments that we always think, oh, well, there goes mom again. But now when you're older, you realize, oh, okay. Well, we know what she was going through and holding back tears or whatever pain she was going through. We never saw that at that moment she was going through it. But as we get older, we deeply appreciate that love and that display of that commitment to the family.
That's correct, Jesse. Mothers are very important, and they, no matter, they love their children.
Mm-hmm. And that love is something that's so special that even goes beyond. We still feel that love when they have already passed away. And something that I think all of us experience, whether we haven't experienced it yet, or I know I have, losing my mom several years ago, carrying her with me in her memory. And a lot of things that, it's funny, some of the things that I hear myself say are the things that she used to say. And some of the things that I remember her expressing, I kind of tend to express the same thing. So I feel her spirit with me still through those little moments, even though they're kind of funny or they're a little bit offbeat, but still I hear her and feel her presence with me, which I'm sure is something that a lot of people go through when they experience the loss of their mothers. But today we celebrate the love, as you were saying. That was so beautiful what you said about connecting that to the way Jesus offers himself in our gospel today as well.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes. And of course, the message of that gospel too, the promise of Jesus himself, and then the promise of the Holy Spirit. And it's such a beautiful gift that we receive through those words. The gospel brief today, but still packed with a whole lot of meaningful and essential things we can take with us as we go into the week.
That's true. And he will not leave us orphans.
Right.
That's the most touching word for me. Like, there is somebody taking care of us.
Absolutely. I had a friend that went through the same kind of experience, losing our moms more or less around the same time. And he was one of those people that, even though you would never expect it, he was always sort of finding humor in things. And he would say, well, I'm an orphan now. I said, No, you're not. Your mom's still with you. You know, your parents are still with you. And I think he meant it as sort of an offbeat, lighthearted way. Using that same term in today's gospel, Jesus assures us that he doesn't leave us orphaned. And of course, our moms don't either, with the spirit and the love that lives on within us. And as you say, when you talked about the empty spaces that we feel in our heart, sometimes maybe going to Mass today and we see others with their moms and our moms are no longer here with us. But those empty spaces Jesus fills if we allow him to. and to be able to understand that that Holy Spirit moving through that he talked about in the gospel as well will uplift us and give us a sense of renewal. And it's not a day to be sad or to be lonely or to be grieving, but a day to celebrate. And of course, drawing it back to Mary too beautifully as you did, Mary there at the foot of the cross with Jesus waiting for him. I would imagine her hands to be rough as well.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
a very beautiful image there that you said. But that's a beautiful reflection, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
And we will take a short break now, and we will continue Our Shepherd's View. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon here with the very Reverend Raju Thattankara, who is the moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as well as the Vicar for Clergy and Pastor at St. Peter, the Prince of the Apostles Parish. Good morning, Father Raju. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you. I'm doing good.
We're glad that you are here with us. Our second segment here of Our Shepherd's View, reflecting on what we discussed earlier, but then also connecting everything to Mother's Day. And we would like to take this opportunity to let everyone know that next week, a very special event will be going on in your parish, Father, which is St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles. There will be a barbecue fundraiser that will help the youth of your parish make a trip to Steubenville this summer.
Correct. Yeah, that's we have a quite a big number of youth, and Knights of Columbus helping them out to raise fund for so that they can go to Steubenville and experience and encounter Jesus Christ. So it's a good, the young ones working together with the Knights.
Mm-hmm.
They could be the future Knights, you know.
That's true. So, that's true. And the Knights do such good work always. Recently, they did the barbecue with the bishop. They helped us out with that as well.
Right.
So again, we appreciate all the hard work that those gentlemen do to help all the different events going on. And Father, do they ask you to taste test the barbecue at all?
They haven't. They give me a free plate.
Okay, good. Okay, something. Okay, we'll thank them for that. But again, and that's a beautiful thing that, of course, they're raising money for that Steubenville trip that's coming up later in the year.
Thank you.
And again, that barbecue fundraiser for the youth of the parish there at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles, will happen next Sunday, May 17th. The details are available on the Catholic Connect calendar, and you can find it at diocesecc.org. And of course, today is also Mother's Day, and an opportunity to reflect on the beauty of our moms and how that connects to Jesus' love in the gospel as he offers the promise of himself with the Holy Spirit.
Right, that's true. And, you know, I mean, we can never forget our mothers, you know. We have a special attachment to our mothers,
mm-hmm.
you know. My mother was 93 years old. And I remember I have said this before, maybe when I traveled there to see her. She was on her deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked into the room. The doctors, the nurses, the family members, all there, like her caregiver. She opened her eyes and then she looked at me. And then she tells to others, "This is my son." And then I bent down and kissed her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very moving, you know, very moving. That is to hear at this age that I am,
mm-hmm.
My mother telling me, "This is my son." And I always remember that sentence, you know, and all throughout the funeral, I was remembering that particular sentence. No matter who we are, for a mother, her child matters.
It doesn't matter how old we are either.
Right.
That maternal care is something that goes beyond age, it goes beyond years, and our mothers have that indelible bond with us because they gave us life.
Right.
And they brought us into the world, and they, of course, not to say anything slightly about fathers, but of course, mothers have that connection. I share that with my mom too, those moments when I went to see her in her final moments as well. Everyone was gathered together, and it was one of those moments where even though it was in deep sadness, there was also unity,
mm-hmm.
there was also love. And of course, my dad and my sister were there and other family members. And even in her final moments here on earth, she still brought everyone together. She still caused us to all rely on one another and to celebrate the fact that the family unit is something where you can draw strength and so much beauty in those moments. Even though we feel that sadness, we understand later, or we try to understand why God does those things in those times, but we step back and allow him to guide us through that grief, and ultimately we find the joy in the lives that we shared with them and the moments they were here with us on earth.
Right. You know, Jesse, as you're talking about your mother,
mm-hmm.
I looked at your face and then I see your face is red,
okay?
And the emotion.
Yeah.
you love your mother so much. We can see the way that you talk, you know. I mean, so I've been meditating upon what should I say mm-hmm. on this Shepherd View mm-hmm. On Mother's Day. I have a short story about a young man and his mother.
Okay.
So this young man is always too busy for his mother. Mm. Whenever she called, he would say, "Mom, I'll talk to you later. I'm busy." She would simply reply, "That's okay, son. I just wanted to hear your voice." Years passed. The calls became fewer. The visits became shorter. One night, he got a phone call from the hospital. "Your mother is asking for you." He rushed there, but he was too late. On the small table beside her bed was a cup of coffee, cold and untouched. And the nurse said she made it herself before coming to the hospital. She said, "My son likes coffee when he visits. Maybe tonight he will stay a little longer." The son broke down crying. Mm. For the first time in his life, he realized a mother's heart waits in places we never notice until the chair is empty forever. Mm. That story has always moved me. Love your mother.
Of course. And those moments where we think we're too busy, those moments where we think, "Oh, well, you know, we'll call her back," or I can't talk right now. In retrospect, you look at those moments and say, what was more important than mom? What was more important than being there, at least to give her a few minutes? What do you need, mom? What can I help you with? And I think that as we grow older, those are things we learn. Not to chastise anyone or to talk ill of someone who may have done that. I've done that. Mm-hmm. All of us have. But we are offered those moments by the Lord to be able to come to our senses, so to speak, or even to use a very maternal image, to come to the table and be aware of the fact that, yes, mom made all these sacrifices and she's here and maybe she needs our help. Or like you say, just the moment of calling up and saying, "Hi, mom, you need anything? How's your day going?" Just those types of moments really go beyond anything that they can appreciate. I know that they are so thankful for anything. And a lot of times we roll our eyes, be like, "Mom, you have all this stuff on your refrigerator of stuff that I did when I was so much younger." "Yes, but you did it. I'm going to keep it there." Okay. You know, so little things like moms are always proud of us and they always love us unconditionally. And I think it's a moment that story really brings back to us and reminding us to always embrace those moments, embrace the moments where maybe mom will call and want something or need something or just want to have a small conversation, something that won't take too much time. We have to have a perspective of that and say, "What do you need, mom? What can I do for you?" And that changes the scope of everything. I think moms will be like, if you say that, "Did I call the right number? Am I calling the right place?" But again, we celebrate all that our mothers do for us and our grandmothers as well. And they do so much for us as well in keeping the family together and keeping the family moving forward. So we thank all of them. And before we conclude our program, we would like to offer our deepest condolences and remember in prayer Bishop Emeritus René Henry Gracida, who went to his eternal rest in the early morning hours of Friday, May 1st. He served as the fifth bishop of the Diocese of Corpus Christi from 1983 until 1997. Those who wish to pay their respects can do so next week. The funeral arrangements have been made and the services will take place at Most Precious Blood Catholic Church, the Pro Cathedral, that is located at 3502 Saratoga Boulevard in Corpus Christi. Now on Monday, May 11th, the visitation happens from 5 in the afternoon until 9 in the evening, with the Most Holy Rosary happening at 7. On Tuesday, May 12th, the visitation begins at 2:30 in the afternoon and goes until 9 in the evening, and solemn vespers will be offered at 7:30 p.m. And on Wednesday, May 13th, viewing begins at 8:30 a.m. going to 10:30 a.m., with the funeral mass beginning at 11. and these funeral arrangements for Bishop Emeritus René Henry Gracida are available on our website at diocesecc.org.
Yes, Jesse, we mourn the bishop's passing, Bishop Emeritus René Gracida. He was here 14 years, I think, as a bishop of the diocese, and then he lived to 102, the second longest living bishop in the world.
Wow.
Okay, so as you mentioned, the funeral is on the 13th.
Yes, next Wednesday.
Precious Blood Church, Most Precious Blood, and he was a strong man, very into Catholicism, and with so much of courage and values. But I want to bring it to you something that Bishop Mario shared with me. And that is, he went to visit him maybe 2 days or 3 days before his passing. And he was there, he did the prayer, and it was very moving to see Bishop Gracida kissing the ring of Bishop Mario Aviles. And Bishop Mario says, oh, that moved him, you know. I mean, such a man of, a great man, Father Bishop Gracida, coming down to be humble to.
A moment of humility.
Humility, you know. And,
wow.
So that is Bishop Gracida, and we pray for his soul.
We do.
And we pray for all those who are affected. Let the good Lord continue to comfort you and console you. May his soul rest in peace.
Amen. Thank you, Father. And again, we remind everyone that there will be an opportunity to pay respects to Bishop Emeritus René Henry Gracida at Most Precious Blood Catholic Church, the Pro-Cathedral. Monday will be visitation and a Holy Rosary. Tuesday will be visitation and solemn vespers in the evening. And on May 13th, the viewing will be preceded by the funeral mass at 11 a.m. You can find the complete details at diocesecc.org. On this sixth Sunday of Easter, also Mother's Day, again, we wish a happy Mother's Day to all moms listening. And thank you, Father, for sharing that story of your mom and allowing me to share my humble story of my beautiful mom as well. As we think about them today, we keep them in our hearts and nothing but joy and happiness and the moments of the blessing to have them as moms. And we wouldn't be here without them. So we remember them in such a beautiful way today. If you would now close the program, Father, with a prayer and a blessing.
Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the gift of mothers. Bless them for every sacrifice they have made, for every prayer they have whispered, and for every act of love they have given so freely. Give them strength when they are tired, peace when they are worried, and joy in the love of their families. Bless also our mothers who are with you in heaven. May they rest in your eternal embrace. And may Mary, the Mother of Jesus, watch over and protect all mothers today and always. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.